Blog Talk Radio.
How are you doing today? Hey, I am Shirley Williams, host of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. A little bit about me. I have been on the spiritual path for more than 25 years. I have a degree in Christian ministries. I've owned my own successful nonprofit award-winning organization. I am a certified life coach. I'm a Psych K facilitator, an angel card reader. I am also a prosperity practitioner, which simply means that I teach people how to be successful in life. I'm also the author of the award-winning book, Conversations with the Little Girl Within, A Journey of Forgiveness, Healing, and Liberation from Unresolved Childhood Issues. It is my story of how I've dealt with and overcome my adverse childhood experiences. So you can say I know a little something about something, specifically finding spiritual solutions to everyday life problems. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Season 2 of In the Spirit on Blog Talk Radio. I wanted to pop in for a few moments to share some thoughts that I had earlier as I reflected on the current state of affairs. The current leadership signed an executive order incentivizing police reform. Did anyone have a chance to read it? I did. I'm a teacher also. I used to teach middle and high school students. So the red marks, oh my God. It reads like, if you haven't had a chance to read it, it reads, I'll just highlight some of the points. By the authority vested in me as President of the Constitution and the laws of the United States, I hereby ordered, Section 1, the purpose of the purpose is, as Americans, we believe that all persons are created equal and endowed with the inalienable rights of life and liberty, and the fundamental purpose of government is to secure these inalienable rights. But what he forgot to put in there when he was talking about life and liberty was the pursuit of happiness. All of that's our constitutional rights. Let's talk about that. I'd love to hear from you. So if you want to join in the conversations, you can call in on the guest line at 319-527-6763. I was reflecting the other day about the type of person that would consciously, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S-L-Y, hold down a restrained person on the ground, cutting off their airflow until you kill them. And as the universe would have it, that query was addressed with these two thought-provoking doses of soul food. Sin. The meaning of sin, according to Carolyn Miss, is when someone consciously chooses to do something and they know for a fact that's going to harm someone. They know that what I choose to do will adversely harm that person or those people, and it does not stop me, so it's my conscious choice to hurt another person's life. Then I wondered still, how can a person knowingly and without a second thought kill an unarmed person? And then I was listening to a program on Gaia TV, as universe would have it, and the speaker just happened to mention, while discussing the topic of good and evil, to say that the military train their troops to think of their enemies as animals. That way they're detached from the emotional implications so they don't feel bad about killing a fellow human being. And to me that seems a little plausible that white supremacists and other prejudiced cops can easily kill people of color if they think of them as animals. And their escape clause to avoid facing responsibilities of their actions, of course, is to lie and to say that they feared for their lives because this big black gorilla bear was after me. So in my opinion, the word sin and its meaning negates having to prove that intent caveat, because evil-minded police officers make conscious choices to proceed to hurt another human being knowing that their actions would cause them harm. And that's abuse of power as well. And so with all this reform, they're talking about more training. Is the answer more training? And I wanted to know how long police are in the academy before they become officers. And I was surprised to learn that in almost every state, they have their own agencies that certify state-specific academies and their programs. And the minimum is the physical requirements to get into the academies. You have to be 21 years and old, pass an exam, be a high school graduate, have a driver's license, and no felony convictions, and do a certain amount of basic training hours on various aspects of police work and certified courses like criminal and traffic laws, safety technique, defensive tactics, report writing, vehicle operations, weapons training. You know, but I didn't see any mention of negotiation skills or mediation training, and all of those are skills that I think would be vital in that type of profession that deals so heavily with the general public. And so most of the training to me seems tactical, and seemingly, you know, that puts the officers on the offensive where they're always in the attack mode. And so Trump's half-ass executive order on safe policing for safe community, to me, is vague and general. And this reads like a high school term paper. Come on. Well, I sure hope that Al Sharpton, you guys, I hope the community activists who are our frontline heroes reads a copy of this and use it to construct a more comprehensive agenda that mandates that every person of color as human beings in this country shall be unobstructed as they enjoy their life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And lastly, the focus for reform is on law enforcement right now. However, big corporations need to be paying attention as well. And some are and have made significant changes in their age-old bias traditions, like changing Uncle Ben's and Aunt Jemima's packaging. And also, I have to commend Serena Williams' husband, Alex. He was CEO and president of Reddit. He stepped down as chairman of the board so that the position can be filled by a person of color. But I hope that Hollywood is paying attention as well and will work on doing away with the stereotypical programming and commercialization of people of color. And you know, this is also a good time to resurrect the issue of reparation, because their blood, sweat, and tears, institutions of every kind for centuries have benefited and prospered as a result. Now it's time for America to pay its debt it owes to black American citizens. Apologies are not good enough. It is time to pay up. And with all of this collective energy around the issue of systematic prejudice, the bottom line is that people's hearts have to be changed, because forced compliance is only going to lead to bitterness and more animosity, which will find or make another loophole to fall back into the old patterns of behavior. Without genuine, authentic love for all mankind, our efforts are in vain. What the world needs now is love. We need to teach people how to love their neighbors as they do themselves. Black men, women, and children are not animals. We are living creatures made in God's image. God ordained us with the inalienable right to go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. I am Shirley Williams, your host. Thank you for tuning in to the broadcast this evening. And we'd love to hear from you. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, feel free to reach out to me via email. You can contact me at aspireme2.0@gmail.com. And also, if you haven't received a copy of my book yet, it did sell out once on Amazon, so you might want to grab your copy again while it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And again, the book is entitled Conversations with the Little Girl Within, A Story, A Journey of Forgiveness, Healing, and Liberation from Unresolved Childhood Issues. And let's be mindful of the kids in the household. They don't need to be exposed to a lot of the violence. I'm sure some of them have already seen videos of this recent killing of George Floyd. And I understand another stupid cop had the audacity to go out and kill somebody else, I believe, in San Francisco. So, I mean, come on, it's just going to turn up the rioting and the protests even more. But parents, be mindful of your kids watching these types of video reruns and the conversations that you have around them, because it's very traumatic, and you don't know the long-term implications that being exposed to that type of violence will have on that child. So be mindful of that and govern yourself accordingly. Again, I am Shirley Williams, your host on In the Spirit. Have a blessed evening. Namaste.